Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, the number of people over 70 years of age on the social housing list has passed 2,000 for the first time. New figures from the Department of Housing reveal that the proportion of older people on the housing list has been growing year on year since 2016. And one in four on the housing list are now 50 or older. The charity alone says the figures reflect what they're seeing on the ground. And Sean Moynihan, the CEO of Alone, joins me now. Sean, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Good to have you with us. This is, I suppose, no surprise to you guys. You've been tracking this very carefully. It's a figure, the number of older people in the housing list, that's been growing for a while.
It is. I suppose for us, you know, in Alone, whereas we work with older people, we want all age groups to have access to housing. But in campaigning for the rights of older people is, I'm working on the ground seeing the housing needs. We've been predicting this, unfortunately, for a decade, because with an ageing population and with the fall in house ownership, how do you pay the rent? Where do you live in old age? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we forget that really housing is about safety and security, especially in old age. It is for all of us at any age, but especially in old age and maybe when you're gone beyond working age or if your health isn't as good. And obviously because your income will be much smaller than it is if you're working.
I would assume it adds an element of fear as well. If you're gone beyond working age or if you have an illness of some sort that prevents you from working when you're older, and the uncertainty of not having your own home, it does create that sense of fear. What is behind the statistic, though? I know you mentioned the ageing population and the squeeze in supply. Is there anything else that's making more older people homeless, Sean?
I think the real act is in a market where we've moved towards a bit the private sector supplying the rental market, older people are just not attractive to that market. Not because landlords are good or bad, just because a landlord might not take somebody who's 65 or 70 on the basis of they may want to sell in 5 years and then say, well, look, I really don't want to have that conversation with an older person. Or if somebody loses a spouse or a partner, they lose ability to pay the rent. So I think the reality is for us, we're saying in the assessments and in the planning of the local authorities is we need to be saying that if the older population is 20% of the population, then ultimately is we need to allocate 20% of housing in the social arena towards older people to provide that safety and security to those
specifically to older people. Sean, is that what you mean?
Absolutely, which reflects the demographics we have. It's not that people are looking for more than any age group. The reality is older people are around 20% of the demographic, mm-hmm. and they're the only group that's now going up on the social housing list. And they're the group with the demographics that we're looking into the future we all know is rising. And they're the ones that need the safety and security in old age, because by the time we get them built...
Yeah,
there for people that are in some cases in their 40s and 50s now, they'll be there for the future.
Are we building the right type of housing then if we need 20% at least for the older age cohort?
Well, this would be the question we're asking is the local authorities in some of their plans are not, some of them aren't really putting any type of target on what percentage go to older people. You know, one council over the next 3 years is sort of saying 1% to 2%. So there is no guidance there. And the ERSI is very clear. We won't be able to carry the burden of a large amount of older people in private rented in retirement.
What do you think the impact of lifting the eviction ban will have on older people?
Well, look, on Sunday, or last Sunday, I was talking to a woman who's around 69. You know, the usual story, unfortunately, worked all her life, got to a situation, retirement age. She was waiting the next day on Monday morning after a life of work. She was heading at 69 down to homeless services. That's where she was going. And that was the journey she was making the next morning. She was also on a medical waiting list because she's waiting on a particular operation. But that's really what we have as a situation.
I just fear for her prospects, Sean, to be honest.
And I think that's the point is we all see the terrible things of younger people queuing at lunchtime to get rented. But imagine now if you're turning up there at 60 or 65 and you're on your own. Mm. You know, in fairness, people know you're on a fixed income. People probably know that maybe you might need support in 5 or 10 years, as we all will at some stage in our lives. These are natural progressions. They're not failings of older people.
I understand.
This is what will happen to us all.
Do you think older people are less inclined to emigrate as well? We spoke with one family last week who said, look, we might have to up sticks and leave here. It's getting too expensive for us to regulate or manage our family. Is that an option that's open to older people, do you think?
I think, again, the same thing is, as I'd say to you, is less options are all open to older people. Because, again, for that woman heading down to homeless services, if she is and she looks like she is going to live her private rent, she loses her GP, she loses her community, she loses where she's invested her time and her energy, and she loses her support structure. So an awful lot of people live on their own. The highest age group that's growing is over 80s. So the reality of it is that these things, if you're still, you know, and there are lots of very healthy older people and, you know, putting us all to shame doing 5 and 10 Ks, but it's not an option that's open to everybody, and it's not an option really that we want to be exploring. Because this type of investment in housing for people, for older people, will be there for the next 40 to 50 years of people coming through.
I understand. What you're describing then is a growing problem of older people on the social housing waiting list and fewer options for those people as well. I just wonder, listening to you, Sean, if the narrative or public discourse around housing and homelessness has focused enough on older people.
For us, we don't think it is, because like we have a narrative, obviously, where we understand that younger people need housing. But the reality is that there's a huge housing need. If you look at the number of people renting in their 50s, it's 4 times what it is for people in their 60s. That's what's coming through. And if we don't have houses for those people, right, what will happen then is where do these people go? How do you pay the rent in old age? And so we're always looking at what can older people contribute. And, you know, even eminent economists talk about older people having gotten housing and leaving younger people out. The reality is most people, if they did buy a house, bought it to raise children, and they would have to make themselves homeless. And any family you've ever met will tell you that they'd move heaven and earth to help their other family members. So I think the reality here is, you know, people who are in housing need, it doesn't matter what age they are, and we need to match our housing building to the demographics we have and to the need we have in our communities.
Yeah, well said. If you have a housing need, you have a housing need. Simple as that. Mary to 51551 says, thank you for covering this story. It's a very big and growing concern, and there's little or no provision for older people. It's heartbreaking, says Mary. Look, Sean, we'll leave it there for the moment, but we'll definitely keep an eye on this and keep talking to yourselves at Alone. That's Sean Moynihan, CEO of Alone.